Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
I'll take Carolina's 0-1 start any day of the week. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. I was amused, as I often am, reading the News and Observer's attempted balanced coverage in the Sunday paper. I wish they had felt compelled to compare what was going on at UNC the last 3 years to similar programs and problems at Duke and NC State. Another commentary for another day. I digress. While reviewing Carolina's mistake-filled loss to 6th-ranked South Carolina Thursday night, the NNO also sang the praises of State's 40-14 win over Louisiana Tech. Who? And Duke's 45-0 romp over North Carolina Central. Like the bad was the bad and the good was the good. Are you kidding me? I'll take what the Tar Heels learned in Columbia over what the Pack and Devils still have to learn. State defeated a program that was in turmoil before former East Carolina and South Florida coach Skip Holtz landed at Terry Bradshaw's alma mater, which was a hell of a lot better when Bradshaw played than the current barkless Bulldogs. So what did State learn? That one-year quarterback Brandon Mitchell will now have a half season left in his college career once recovered from the foot he fractured in the first half after leading a couple of impressive TD drives. For new coach Dave Doran to begin his Wolfpack tenure with a fifth-year QB tells you just how bad anyone else with years of eligibility left are. And now Doran's got to get those guys ready for Clemson on September 19th after a game against hapless Richmond that will be another waste. Good luck with that one, Coach. And Duke, I remember years ago when the Blue Devils insisted on getting the stuffing beaten out of them by so-called national powers, and Duke wouldn't even acknowledge it was in Durham, North Carolina, let alone agree to play NC Central in the Bull City Classic. Classic Bull is more like it. And the 45-0 score over a team that fired its head coach a couple of weeks ago and will now have to fight his lawsuit to get reinstated. I'm sure the Eagles were prepared to play that game, even if Newt Rotney came back to coach them. So what did Duke learn? Well, we'll find out at Memphis Saturday when anything but another slaughter will tell us something. So the Heels found out that they still have defensive holes and need to figure out how to finish drives. Those are legit takeaways against perhaps the best opponent they will play all season. At 0-1, at least they know who they are. This is Archansky. See ya.